Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. And let me go ahead and do my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Good day. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. It's within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. It's within every being, within every cell, every molecule of everything that we see. We are hooked up. So it's been an interesting last few weeks. I feel like I've just been processing so much stuff, and it's all good, though. I'm here doing some house sitting for friends, and it'll be my last time here and with these cute dogs and the chickens, and some bunch of stuff is just shifting enough that I knew that this would be my last time here. And so that's all good. Just opening up doors and windows and skylights and sunroofs for new things to come. And I'm very excited. All of a sudden this morning, I realized that exactly a week from today, my husband and I will load the truck and move officially out of our apartment in Portland down to Corvallis. And it's been an interesting process. We know that we have places to stay for the next 7, 8, or 9 months if we need them, but we are looking for a house to buy in South Corvallis, and actually our dear friend Wendy is going to purchase a house and rent it to us, so pretty sweet. We just want something small and actually fairly humble. I always have said, though, that I wanted my ideal house would be the whole thing would be the kitchen. And Jim and I could just have the bed in the corner or something. But I do need a bathtub. That's the other thing. So anyway, I feel very confident that this is coming. I'm not sure when. The beans don't always tell me when. And they say that, frankly, and the angels, they all agree that they could make some predictions, which could be accurate, but maybe only for 5 minutes or something like that, because basically the world and this earth is shifting so quickly and so rapidly, and stuff is happening so fast that you just don't know what's going to happen from 1 minute to the next. And there's just so many surprises that come up, and actually it's kind of exciting, kind of a little nerve wracking at times, but we got to keep breathing, the angels are saying. Isn't that true? So anyway, I mean, that's what happened with, I had this kind of a longing to move back to Corvallis, but had really let go of that and was enjoying my time coming visit and doing some pet sitting down there. And then after 4 years in Portland, my husband and I found out our rent went up $365 in 1 month. And so we realized that we don't want to live with that possibility of it just going up and up and up. And really, it's not within our budget. I mean, we could make it work, but we live pretty simply now. We'd be kind of squeaking by. So anyway, we're just going to see what happens. And we felt the call, and we love Corvallis, and we have a lot of dear, dear friends there and family. And just feels really exciting and really good to move there, a little smaller town. To me, I feel more cradled or comforted. I don't know. Portland was fun and we enjoyed it, but it always felt kind of big and vast to me. And I was getting into it and I was enjoying it, but I'm really excited and thrilled to be moving back to the kind of cozy Corvallis. So anyway, not sure why I was sharing all that with you, but I guess the angels are saying it's a time of change, and a time for things to be doing lots and lots of shifting. So as you're doing that, instead of, so they're showing me, it's like a hurricane coming through and we're holding on to that light pole and it's flapping us in the wind and we're trying to hold on and trying to hold on. And they're showing me that as just let our fingertips loosen up a little bit. And they're showing me that as the wind, that hurricane, it feels like a hurricane at times, blows us, that we are cradled and comforted. They're showing me that it's like we're bouncing around and kind of as the wind blows us, there's these clouds and holding us and kind of tossing us around a little bit, but it's more like in a very comforting and safe and lovely kind of way that as we let go and let ourselves be blown by what feels like the hurricane at times, that it won't feel quite so much like a hurricane and that we are protected and we are taken care of and that we will be blown and put in our perfect place. I know my husband has said, and I guess I really, I think I pretty much agree with him, although I kind of enjoy change, but we don't want to move again. We want to find our perfect, as he calls it, our forever home. And I do, I agree with that. I'd like to have a place that just is our place and it's cozy and we can have people over and we have enough space and I can cook for people. And anyway, on and on and on. I do need to have a bathtub. That's not a hot tub, a bathtub. I've been living without a bathtub for 4 nights, which I know, granted, in the scheme of things, it's not a big deal, but it's like, oh, I don't get to have my bath at night. So anyway, I'm making do, but it was pretty funny the first night I was here and I took a shower and it was like stressing me out. I don't really like showers. And just like somehow I wasn't feeling cradled in the warmth of that somehow that mother liquid or something, whatever you want to call it. I know I'm completely blessed and I am such a fortunate person and I am so grateful. And I also kind of know what keeps me sane. So anyway, there we go. Okay. Angels, tell me what's happening and what else we're supposed to be talking about today, because this is a total group effort. The angels say that whatever comes out of me is from them also, and it's, it's not an ego thing. Sometimes it can feel like it maybe is an ego thing, but it's not. We're just really as one, and in all the years over time, as I've been connected with the angels, it's just kind of gotten more crystal clear, I guess, of getting the messages from them. And they're saying that you too can have that angelic connection and joy. Oh, I know. Okay, they're telling me to share. I had this interesting experience on Facebook yesterday, and a friend of mine, who's actually, I've never met him, but super sweet man. We've connected, basically on, I call him my light brother. And so he had posted something about how he was taking a day off a week from technology, which, okay, cool. And that he had decided that he wasn't going to, on Facebook, you actually like, you click the like button. Probably most of you know that. You click the like button to say you liked whatever the comment was, or the post or whatever. And he was saying that he wasn't going to click that like button so much and that he was going to make more comments, which I'm all over that. I mean, I'm kind of called myself an over communicator at times because I love connecting and I make a point pretty much every single post that I see, if I like it, I make a comment. Maybe it's just a smiley face, but I do make some kind of comment. So anyway, I chimed in on that, and he made a comment on my comment, which was lovely. And then it was interesting. I went back to the post a little later in the day, and I realized I was looking for people to see who had liked my comment, which was kind of ironic. in that particular post because we had been talking about not just automatically liking it. And so I wrote a little paragraph about how my experience of feeling like, oh, I really wanted people to like what I had written, and realizing that, of course, it was really automatic, and that I was looking outward for confirmation and for getting, being valued and stuff, and that I knew that it was an inward job. And I made a little kind of a joke about I was outing myself, blah blah. And so what was interesting, and I realized it didn't tweak me as much as it might have a year ago or however many years ago. But nobody made one comment. Nobody liked it, haha, and nobody made a comment. So isn't that fun? So whatever, it's kind of like I've always kind of felt a little outside. And as my mentor Michael often tells me, is I'm kind of ahead of the troops. And I've always just thought, oh gosh, people just don't get me, Anyway, it doesn't even matter, but it was very interesting that as I was again, there, it was like nobody, well, okay, was I looking for a comment because I wanted people to reassure me? I really don't think so. I was looking for a comment to have other people say, oh yeah, I get it. Like, oh, I've had that experience too. Because really the post was about connection and about sharing, blah blah. So it was kind of like, okay. I was kind of pondering the whole thing, like, isn't that interesting? So whatever. It was just a really good realization for me to have about looking for that outward confirmation, which, we do that. We humans do that. That's just the way it is. So anyway, I'm very excited. Tomorrow I'm going to go. I haven't seen my sweetie, my honey, my lovely Jim, hubby Farwell in a couple weeks because we've been parted. We have one car and I've been pet sitting, and because of the weather, usually he'd ride his bike to come see me. It's about 100 miles, and which he loves doing that, but the weather hasn't been conducive to that. He's been a little laid low with not feeling that great, and so I'm excited. I'm going to go see him. It worked out. I'm going to go see him for a day, and then I have to finish up pet sitting, and then I'll go back and we'll get moved. And we're kind of cracking ourselves up because we have a storage unit in Corvallis, which we've already taken two loads. And we're calling it our closet. So what we're gonna do is try to travel real light, and then keep stuff at the front of our closet so we could always go over there and pick up things as needed. And if I look on this as an adventure, and it really is an adventure, and it's very exciting. It's exciting. Excuse me. Then it gives me comfort because it's like there's change coming. We don't exactly know. I've put it out to the universe. I put it out to, I actually posted on Facebook about what we're looking for, hopefully in the community. Maybe somebody will steer us towards a place. I had a woman write to me last night, said she knows there's a lot for sale. So that's another possibility, maybe of building something. Anyway, we'll see. So the lady just told me I have about a minute or so left, and I'm always so amazed at how fast that time goes. So the angels are chiming in, and they're saying, "Do a chant, do a chant, do a chant." Okay, they're telling me to do the chant for neutral mind, for kind of that non-attachment. And as we all move forward into like seeing what's unfolding and what's going to happen, that we are going to be open. The universe is opening us up, and we are open to amazing and beautiful possibilities. So, asankanav, asankatav, agamangamasankalo, asankakahe sudabhara hoy, akari nam, akari sala, akari gyanagita gunaga, akari lakana bolana ban, akara sudasanjogavikan, Jine leke tisirinai, jifirmai tiftifai, jeta kita teta now, venana ve nahi kotau, kurata kaman kaha vichar, variana java ekavar, Jo tu dipave saibalikar tu sadasala mata nirankar. Many, many blessings to you all and much love. And I will be with you next week, same time. Thank you.